Kirvos Agutner of Shabbos. Today's daf is Nozer Daf Mem Vav, the last full daf in the sixth parak. And we're here in the Mishnah on Mem Hey Amud Beis. Right, Hai Mevashal as a Shlamim O Shulkon HaKohen. It turns to the Shlamim that the Nozer is supposed to bring, right? One of the korbanos. Right, so he has to either cook it, and it's okay, but it's okay, right? If Shulkon, and that means if he overcooked it, if he cooked it too much. But that's also okay. But there's no mitzvah just to cook it properly necessarily. A kohen notel zro b'sheila min ha'ayil. Right, the kohen takes right his portion. Right, he gets his gift. Right, the zro, the leg, the front leg, that's cooked. Right, of the ayil, that's the shlamim. Right, v'chala matzah achas min hasel. And he takes one of the chalas. Right, one of the it was made out of matzah, but one of the loaves of matzah from the basket. V'rakik matzah achas and one of the rakikim. Right, and one of the is a type of different type of bread, type of more probably wafer like. Venosin al kapei hanozer menifam, and he puts them on the hands, the palms of the nozer, and they waves them around. That is the commandment. That's the din of tnufa, of waving, right, that the korban required waving. That was part of the whole tara process. Ve'achrakach hutar hanozer lishtainu l'tam l'mesim, and after that, right, then the nozer, right, obviously he's not a nozer anymore, but then he's allowed to. As the Rush explains, it's not after the waving, it's after all of the entire process, right after shaving his head and the korbanos, right, and the waving. At that point, according to Tanakhama, then he's allowed to drink wine and become tummy. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Kevin Shinizrik Alav Echa Min Adamim, right? Once one of the bloods of the korbanos, of the three korbanos that he's supposed to bring, is sprinkled on his bech, so then Hutar Nazir, Lishos Bayan, Litam and the Mason, already then that sets the Nazir free, then he is good to go. Similarly, we see in the Gemara a similar machlokas. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. V'achar yishta nozir yayin. Right, the pasuk says, and afterwards, right, the nozir is allowed to drink wine. Just to clarify, let's read the whole pasuk. Right, v'nifo sam aron to fall of Hashem. Right, that's you have to do the waving. Right, that's the mitzvah of waving. Kodesh hula kohen. Right, Allah chazeh to nufa ve'al shoka truma. And the kohen gets his gifts, and then the pasuk says, v'achar yishta nozir yayin, and then the nozer is allowed to drink wine. So the Tanakhama says, or Rabbi Elazar says, Achar Maisim Kulam, after everything, right? Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar Shita is the Tanakhama in our Mishnah, right? That he has to do all of it. He has to do the korbanos, he has to shave his head, right? He has to do the waving, right? And then he gets off, and then he's not a nozer anymore, he can do whatever he wants. But the Chachamim say to Rabbi Shimon, and they say, Achar Maisim Yechidi, right? After one action, after one of the actions, after one of the things, one of the blood, for example, that Rabbi Shimon said, is sprinkled on his bech, right, so then already he's no longer a nozer, he's freed up. My time the Rabbanan, what's the Rabbanan's shita? Ksiv ha'cha v'achar yishteh nozer yayin, because you have a gzer shava. Right, here it says, right, that afterwards, right, the nozer can drink wine. Ksiv ha'som v'achar tigalcho es nizro. Right, and that's actually the pasuk before that, right? Pasuk before that, v'lakach ha'kohen es nizro b'shelam in ha'ayel, right, you take the cooked leg of the aisle, chalas matzah achaz min asal, rakikach matzah achaz. The pasuk basically quotes the Mishnah. Basically quotes the pasuk. The Kohen takes these items, v'nasen al kapei ha'nazir, and he puts it on the hands of the nazir. Achar to his galcho es nizro, and afterwards, right, he basically does the tenufa, he does the waving, he puts the stuff on his hands, and then he can shave his head. That's the pasuk, right? Achar to his galcho es nizro, and then, right afterwards. Not after the snufa he can shave, but he's shaved already. Right, that he's shaved already. He does the waving after the shaving, and ma hasam achar ma'aseh yichidi, afkan ma'achar ma'aseh yichidi. Right, so too over here, right? Just like we're talking about right after the shaving of the head, that's one thing. He does the snufa, right? So too, he's allowed to shave, or rather, he's allowed to be metame and drink wine after one item in the tara process. The Gemara says, "I eat the ema adi katarvayu." Right. Well, one second. Why do we assume that the previous pasuk, the pasuk says that he does the waving after the shaving, not supposed to rhyme, but he does the waving after the shaving. Right. Why do we assume that's only after the shaving? Maybe it's just talking. It means after all the korbanos, right, and the shaving. I see the Gemara answer is Yehachikzer Shavalamali. Right, a fascinating answer that, well, if that's what the pasuk meant, right, what would you have a Gzer Shava for? Meaning, the Gzer Shava, we have a list of Gzer Shavas, right? There's a Chazal had a list of Gzer Shavas, and we connect, right, Achar, right, and Achar, right, after this and after that, right? It's referring to the same, right, simple one Indian thing. So, well, if the pasuk meant that he can only do the waving after all the things, that is talking about all the shaving the hair and all the korbanos. So maybe you can only drink wine and become tummy after shaving the hair and all the korbanos. So basically, the Gemara answer is simply that that is the simple shot of the pasuk. If you tell me that the gzera shavah doesn't add anything, if that's what the pasuk means. Right, so it must be that the pasuk means that it's only after one individual thing, right, that he can do the waving after only the shaving, and therefore, according to the Rabbanan, right, he can also drink wine and be metame after he does one of the shaving tahara korbanos process, and not through all of them. Okay, fine. Amar Rav. Rav says, Tnuva benazir ma'akevis, that the waving, right, they were describing, right, that's ma'ake. That's important. That's crucial. If you don't do that, so then that messes things up, and you're not, you're still a nazir, etc., etc. So the Gemara says, "Alib deman." Whose sheet does this? Why does Rav need to say, right, that that's true? Right, who is he holding like? Ilem alib the Rabbanan. If you tell me he's holding like the Rabbanan, so tigalakas amir Rabbanan la ma'akva tenufa mibaya. Right, the Rabbanan say you don't even have to shave your head. Right, the Rabbanan say you can only do one of the items, and then you're done. Right, then. And certainly, again, if you're telling me that the shaving is part of it, and it's done on the Nazir himself, right? That's the, as the Rosh says, the shaving is done on the Nazir himself. You tell me if that's not Ma'akiv, right? Certainly, right? The waving is not Ma'akiv. So, Ella the Rebbe Lezer. So, it must be according to Rebbe Lezer. Right? The problem is the Pshita. Well, obviously, right? I'm Rebbe Lezer. Acher Maisim Kulam. Rebbe Lezer says, and Tanakhama says, you have to do all of the entire Tara process, right? And that Pashas is, that includes. The tenufa, the waving. So why would Rav have to tell me that the waving is ma'akev? Of course, obviously, according to Rabbi Lezer, the tenufa, the waving is ma'akev, is crucial. So my detail, because you might have thought like this, because kevan del inyan kapara, if by other forms of kapara, by other korbanos, so shiari mitzvahi, that the waving is just an extra mitzvah, it's not a crucial part of the mitzvah, it's just an extra kiyum, and it's not ma'akev, right, if you bring korban chatos or whatever, right, so you sprinkle the blood on the mizbech, etc., you don't need to do the waving for the kapara, it's part of the whole halacha, right? It's definitely a mitzvah, right? It's definitely a kiyum, but it's not ma'akev, it's not crucial to the whole process. So achanami, you might have thought over here also, right? Lo ta'akev, that it's not crucial, and therefore, kamash malan, so Rav had to teach me that in fact it is. When me ma'akev, the Gemara says, really? Is it really ma'akev on number base? Right? Is it really crucial? Right? Vatani, within the Rabbi says, Zos Torah san nazir, this is the Torah, the halacha of the nazir, bein sheish lo kapayim, bein sheish lo kapayim, right? Regardless of whether you're his hands, the Gemara darshans, or not. Right, so that it doesn't matter. Right, it doesn't need to do the waving. So Elo HaDitanya, Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean that either way, right, that a Nazir can, if he doesn't have the waving or not. It means slightly differently, because it's similar, so you have a similar line and a different Brisa. Right, Brisa says, Zos Taras HaNazir. Right, if you tell me that Zos Taras HaNazir, Bein Sheish Loseir, Bein Shein Loseir, right, that also, if you tell me that it means, whenever it says Zos Taras HaNazir, regardless of whether he has palms or not to do the waving, well, when we could darshan out regardless of whether he has hair or not. Right? Hachanami de la ma'akva? You're telling me that if the waving doesn't matter, and therefore the hair, having hair doesn't matter, right? Having hands doesn't matter, and therefore having hair doesn't matter. That doesn't work because we have a brisa that says exactly that's a machlokas beshami besilo. Right? Vatani will learn a brisa nazir memorat. Let's say a nazir is bald. Right? So beshami omrim, and we're gonna have two versions of this machlokas, but okay, this is the first one. Inu tarik lahavitar al rosho besil omrim tarik lahavitar al rosho. Beshami says he doesn't need. Right, to use or to do the whole shaving thing. You don't just have to ceremoniously pass a razor over where you should have had head, should have had hair. And Basil says you do. And if I'm Ravina, Ravina says it's not exactly how he explained. My inutzarich leishamai inutzarich inotakana. Meaning that Beishamai doesn't mean that you don't have to. It means that you can't. Meaning that you can't fulfill the Tara process and you stay a Nazir. A bald person stays a Nazir. He can't become not a Nazir because he can't shave himself. And Halei Beis Hillel, Yesh Lo Takana, but I mean, and therefore Beis Hillel holds that he can. He can just ceremoniously put the razor over. But we see, according to Beishamai, that the shaving, and according to Beis Hillel, right, that the shaving is crucial. So you can't tell me when it says Zos Toras HaNazir, regardless of whether he has hair or not, that the shaving is not crucial. Shaving is clear. The shaving is crucial. So also when the Braisa says that a nazir, it does start as a nazir, bein sheish l'kapayim, bein sheish l'kapayim, regardless of whether he has palms or not, doesn't necessarily mean, right, that the shaving, that the waving, right, is not crucial. So basically, one second, sorry. Right, so basically that, and just to pasha, what it means is that if a person doesn't have hands, or if a person doesn't have palms, he could just do the waving without the palms. Right, just like Beisola says, if he doesn't have hair, you do the shaving without the hair, without the actual shaving, you just pass the razor over the top of his head. And similarly, what the other Bryce would mean, that regardless of whether he has palms or not, he does the waving. How? Okay, you put it on his rachman al-flan, you put it on his forearms, right, and he would wave it all around. Okay. V'hainu the Rabbi Pidas. And this is exactly right. Beishamai Shita is Rabbi Pidas' Shita. Well, not exactly. Beishamai Shita is Rabbi Elazar's Shita. And Damar Rabbi Pidas. And Rabbi Pidas said that Beishamai Rabbi Elazar Amr Dabar Echad, that Beishamai Shita and Rabbi Elazar's Shita are the same. My Rabbi Elazar, what Shita is of Rabbi Elazar are we talking about? Not what we said before, but the Tanya, the concept by a Metzora. The Metzora says, what Metzora says, the part of the Tara process of a Metzora is sprinkling some of the blood, right, from the Korban on his ear and his big toe and his thumb. But the Braisa says that ain lo Kohen, ain lo, not Kohen, but Bohen. Bohen is Bohen Yad, is the big finger on the Yad and the Regel, right, so that's the thumb and the big toe, right, ain lo Bohen Yad v'Regel, ain lo Tara Olamas, right, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says he simply can't do the Tara process, right? He can't get out of his Mitzora status. Right? That's the same thing as Beishamai. If a guy doesn't have hair, he can't get out of his Nazira status. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon on the other hand says, no, Yanichanu v'makam v'yetzei. You just put the blood right where the thumb should have been. Okay, you put it on the left and not the right, because it was supposed to be on the right thumb. If you don't have a right thumb, you put it on the left thumb. Okay, but basically, this is Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Beishamai Shita, that if you don't have something that needs to be done into the person, the Tara process, right? So then that is ma'akev the whole thing, and he can't get out of whatever situation he's in. Lishna achrina, another way of saying the machogas we just quoted, and it is slightly different. Amrila, they said, Amrav tunufa, which really should be Rava, I think. The Bach changes it to Rava. Okay, that's one difference. Tunufa benazir ma'akeves, that the tunufa, the waving by Nazir is ma'akev. Alibi deman, who's that corner like, right? Who's that like, right? As we said before, Ilema alibi the Rabbi Elazar pshita, right? And then we flip it a little bit, right? If he's saying it's corner Rabbi Elazar, it's obvious that he needs to, that it's ma'akev, because Amr Rabbi Elazar achar ma'aseh kulam, but he has to do all of them. Elulib the Rabbanan, and if he's saying kol the Chachamim, right, Hashi Yishlam with the Galachas Amri Rabbanan lo ma'akva, but Tenufa Midbaya, right, the Chachamim hold that the shaving is not ma'akev. Certainly, right, they don't hold that the waving is ma'akev. Now the Gemara here doesn't go through the whole back and forth that we had before. Right, it doesn't quote who is he like, right? That he's like Rabbi Elazar, like I was saying before, right? That it's obvious, you might have the tema, you might have thought that the tenufa is not ma'akev. Okay, so obviously this is according to Rabbi Elazar. As we said before, the Gemara doesn't quote that. It jumps straight to the machogas beishel beishamai that we saw before. Umilo ma'akva, is really not ma'akev. Atani, when the Rabbi says, those Torah sanazir, bein sheish lo kapayim, bein shein lo kapayim. Right, so the Gemara, Elo hadatani, as the Gemara says, right, what about the following brisa? And then it quotes the machlokes beishamai beisilo differently. Right, zos Torah sanozer bein sheish lo seir beishamai loser hachanani de'makva. Do you mean to line up the two brises? Right, if you tell me that the waving is and the waving is ma'akev, right? You're trying to tell me that the waving is not ma'akev. But what he says over here that he has palms, right? Clearly that you need to have the palms on it to do the waving. Aye, but what about the brice? Again, the same thing we just saw before. What about the hair? Right, you tell me that the hair, if you can't shave the hair, if a guy's bald, so that's ma'akev. Atanya, we learned in our brice, there's a machlokes. And here the quotes it differently. Nazir memorat, that if a nazir is bald, beshame omrim, enu tzarech lahavir tar al rosho. He doesn't need, nothing, it doesn't need to put a raver over his head. Beshil omrim tzarech. And Bezil says that he does need. And Amar Rava Rabbi Avina, Rabbi Avina says, "Might Sarach leBezil." What does Bezil mean when he says he needs to put the razor over his head? Sarach mein lo takana. Here is Bezil that says that he needs to shave his head, and he can't, and therefore he can't get out of his nizirus situation. And therefore, in this corner, this version, the Beishamai Yishlo takana, Beishamai says he can. He can just put the razor right over his head, or he doesn't really need to, right? That's not ma'akev. Right, Pasha says he doesn't need to, right? Even though he has no hair, right? And that's okay, and that's poliga the Rabbi Pidas, and this is against Rabbi Pidas, who said that Beis Shammai and Rabbi Elazar's shita is the same thing. Here it's Beis Hillel's and Rabbi Elazar's shita that is the same thing. Okay, let's get to the bottom. We'll do another Mishnah, quick Gemara, right? Gila, even though it's Erev Shabbos, we'll get a clean break for tomorrow. Gilach ala zevach, if a guy shaved his head after the first korban, if an imtza puzzle, then the korban is found that it's not a good korban, right? Again, right, back in the day, right, the Israelim would not like follow the korban through the entire process, right? You kind of like walk it to the Azara, right, and the Kohen would take it and then do everything that was needed, right, for the animal. So let's say, very often the Yisrael would turn around and kind of do whatever else he had to do. So he finds out that the korban actually was puzzel, right? There was some sort of bad machshava, or the blood spilled, or whatever it was. So to galachso. Psula, so that's no good. The shaving is no good. And if zavachav lo olalo and lo alulo, and if he brings other korbanos, they don't count, and he has to go through the whole process again. He has to wait till the hair shaves back, hair grows back, right, and bring the korbanos again and go through the whole process. Gilach alachadas shelo lishma, right? If again the korban chadas was lo lishma, was brought for the bad intentions, right? It was thought that he was bringing for, I don't know, korban pesach or whatever, right? The kohen had been improper kavanos, and similarly the v'achakach heavy korbanos lishman tegalach psula, right? Zvachol lo olalo, right? And then he brought other korbanos, so that it doesn't count, right? The shaving doesn't count, and the korbanos don't count. Gilach ala ola ola shalom mishalo lishman. If he shaved after the ola or the shlamim that were lo lishma, right? This is a little bit different. Right? Chata says lo lishma, right, is no good, and ola shlamim, right? You can bring if it's lo lishma, but it doesn't count for the chiyuv. Right? V'achakach heavy korbanos lishma, and then he brought other korbanos, right, that were lishma, that were for the proper purpose. Right? Again, the whole concept of lishma is talked about in the beginning of Sevachim. I'm not going to go into it right now, but basically the Kohen who's bringing the Korban has to have the right Kavanas that this is a Korban for a Nazir, for example, or whatever it is. So if they're Lolishma, if he has the wrong improper thoughts, so the Kohen has wrong improper Kavanas, so Tigalchoso Psula, Vizvachav Lo Olo, and then right, everything is no good. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Oswa Zevach Lo Olo, right, that Korban that was lolishma, it doesn't count. Aval shar zvachim alu, but the rest of their korbanos do count. Vim gilach al shloshtan, if the guy shaved after all of them, v'nimsa echad mehem kasher, and one of them was found to be good, so then tiglach so kasher v'yavi shar zvachim, then he's good to go. Right, then the shaving is good, right, and the korban, the one korban, let's say one korban he brought, it was good, and he should just bring the other two, right, and he's taken care of. Amar of Adabar Ava, right, Zosar Maris Kazav Rabbi Shimon, Nazar Shigilach HaShalmi Nidava Yotza. Apparently Rabbi Shimon holds that a Nazar who shaves after bringing a Shalmi Nidava, which means an optional Shlamim, not related to his Korban Nazir, not related to his Nazirus at all. That a Nazir, apparently, according to Rabbi Shimon, can shave, fascinating, Shita, after a Korban that's not related to his Nazirus whatsoever, just a Shalmi Nidava. Because again, that a shlamim, right? A shlamim, as we said before, a shlamim, we said very quickly, a shlamim that's offered with the wrong kavanos, right? Again, we talk about this in the Gemara Pesachim a lot, that a shlamim is offered with the wrong intentions and the wrong kavanos, is still a good shlamim, right? You can still bring it, it's just low also low, I don't know. It doesn't count for whatever obligation you were bringing it for, right? And Rabbi Shimon says that you can shave after that. Right, Rabbi Shimon says here that you can shave after that. So apparently he holds that you can shave after a shalmei nedava, a korban shlamim that's not related to his nazirus. Fascinating. My time. And what's the reason? Right, Damakra, the pasuk says when also nala esha is tacha zevacha shlamim. Right, and you again when you take that pasuk is about the nazir's hair. You take the hair and you put it on the fire of the mizbeach. Fascinating. So it describes the korban and the fire. Right, asher tacha zevacha shlamim underneath. Right, the korban shlamim. It doesn't say v'lo kazev al shlamav. It doesn't say underneath his korban shlamim. It just says underneath a korban shlamim. So Rabbi Shimon says that you can apparently shave your head and burn it under any korban shlamim, even if that korban, right, is not related to nazirus at all. Obviously, you have to bring the proper requisite korbanos afterwards. But the nazir can shave after even one of the shalmei nedava. Okay, we'll finish the parak tomorrow. Have a tremendous Shabbos and a great Tehillah night, depending on when you're listening to this.